You're not in the real rock station, and that brings us to today's No Sweat News. These are the really bizarre stories, the ones that make you want to scratch your head and go, really? That guy knows how to tie his shoes?
All righty.
Must have some of those Velcro enclosures.
Yeah, I hear you.
And we got some cool concert tickets. Deep Purple, Judas Priest up for grabs on Friday's No Sweat News quiz.
Well, so you want to go there. I've been talking to all kinds of people who are hounding me about Judas Priest.
Let's get to it. Now, everyone who has a spouse that snores knows when they're snoring incessantly, it is an emergency.
I need to get a spouse first, but I do hear what you're saying. Snoring is awful.
Snoring stinks. And we go Dateline West Midlands, England. And here now is the British version of 911, who got an interesting phone call from a gentleman in the middle of the night.
Good morning, West Midlands Police. Matt speaking. How can I help?
Hello.
What's the issue, sir?
Yes, my wife, she keeps snoring.
You're ringing because your wife keeps snoring?
Well, she's very disturbing me. I can't know what to do. I don't know what I should do. I don't know what I should do.
Well, it's not a lot we can do, sir. Maybe when your wife wakes up, and maybe in the week you can speak about going to the doctors and...
Does she sound like a motorbike?
I will advise you, sir.
This sounds like a motorbike. By the way.
Just way too polite in England.
She's snoring.
That's a cop on the other line saying, maybe I'll go see a doctor.
Really, you handled it pretty well.
I know.
I mean,
in America, that person would be brought up on charges.
Exactly. Right.
We're wasting 911's
time. Call us again
with
this garbage, and we're going to arrest you, pal. You'll be sleeping with one eye open.
You'll be sleeping with the fishes.
Huh. Mm.
In other words, she'll be dead.
Over to the United States, where a shoplifter got arrested after he realized he had left his Bible behind at the scene of the crime.
Oh, you don't want to lose your Bible.
Dateline, California, where Joshua Wilhoit was shoplifting from a Walmart. He filled a bag with a bunch of stuff and was walking towards the exits, and he got in between the outdoor and the very outdoor, that little spot. They have the one door that opens.
It's like a vestibule type of deal.
Then he right in there, and then boom, security said, excuse me, sir, we're going to have to take that bag. So he dropped the bag and he ran for it, and then he realized, oh my God, my Bible was in the bottom of the bag.
Bro, first of all, maybe you should open the Bible and read it.
Might want to read one.
Commandment number 8, thou shalt not steal.
And for the record, I bet you $10 Dave just looked up which commandment that was.
You kidding me? I went to 16 years of Catholic school. But that's also because I stayed back about 3 times.
Well, there is that.
You know, if you do the math.
He realized his Bible was in the bag, and when he went back to get it. And now my favorite story of the day. This could be the winner for the week. It's important to respond to the community over on your social media.
Okay.
Case in point, a woman in Manhattan was sick of waiting for her train yesterday morning, and she sent a tweet to the MTA.
Oh.
Here's what she said. Who do I have to blank to get a blank, to get a train around here?
I love that. Like 1,000 train conductors just raised their arms.
She got a response in 2 minutes.
Well.
Who do I have to blank to get a train around here?
What platform are you at, ma'am?
That's literally what the MTA employee tweeted back.
Did they actually say that?
The response said, good morning. Where are you waiting? Which train are you waiting for? And what is your direction of travel?
There you go. Oh, boy. Somebody really wants some train loving.
I have to keep an eye on our Facebook and Twitter accounts for... Who do I got a blank to get my favorite band played over there?
I've heard of women riding a train, but usually it means a whole different thing.
Something and about a daisy involved.
It's a lot more graphic than I can go into.
2 minutes. I'd like to check out the MTA Twitter feed and see how long it usually takes them to respond.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I've done that same move. I'm still waiting to hear from them.
Yeah. I don't know if she got a ride or not, but I hope she did.
Yes, she did.
That's today's No Sweat News. Friday, we do the quiz for Judas Priest. Deep Purple tickets. Big show presented by The Rad at the PNC Bank Art Center on September 6th.